This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I'm broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. Today, given my many travels as of late, I have decided to invite a guest, a young woman with which I became acquainted not long ago, Joanna Larson. Joanna first approached me with a letter detailing a certain uncanny event she witnessed in her youth. After some correspondence, Joanna has graciously agreed to share her experience on the air. Joanna, are you comfortable with me recording this conversation for later study?
Of course, Doctor. That would be just fine.
This is Dr. XH Balthazar, August 14th, 1957. Interview with Joanna Larson regarding her encounter with the Pig Lady. Joanna, if you could, first relay the story as you did for me in your letters.
I grew up in the town of LaPorte, just off of Lake Michigan in Indiana. It was a small place, woodsy. I always liked that about it. You can get lost in the trees. Growing up there, everybody knows about the Pig Lady, but no one can give you a straight story. Some say she was a rich farm owner, driven mad by the loss of her first child. Others tell you she was a monster who donned a pig's head to hide her disfigured face. The way I learned it was the letter. A woman named Belle lost her first child in the womb after a suitor kicked her in the stomach during an argument. Wasn't his, of course. Distraught from the loss, Belle's sanity never recovered. She'd go on later to marry and have many children. Less than a year into two of the children's lives, Belle poisoned them and collected the life insurance money that she'd taken out on them. Not long after, she would do the same to her husband. She took all that money and bought a farm in LaPorte, where she continued to lure would-be suitors with the promise of a joyous, wedded life. None of them would ever leave that farm. And when the place burned down, under mysterious circumstances, mind you, they found the remains of dozens of people under them pig pens.
Is the story you're referring to in any way connected to Belle Gunness, commonly referred to as Hell's Belle in the tabloids?
I suppose that is what led people to the legend in the first place.
For posterity, I will mention that Belle Gunness was a known serial killer near the turn of the century. A confirmed death toll of 19 was ascertained after authorities exhumed bodies from underneath her farm.
Everyone in that town knows about her. People don't forget something like that. No one will go near that place, even to this day.
Can you describe to me why people fear the area?
Legends travel quicker than the plague. You know, they never found her. She's probably still up there, haunting them grounds. They all got a story.
Can we speak now about your experience?
I just turned 18, and I was in my last year of high school. We was stupid. It's pretty common for teenagers to drive up to that farm and try and summon the Pig Lady. Nothing else to do in a place like that. We was bored out of our minds most of the time. It was me, my best friend Amy, and two boys from the baseball team, Alan and Nathaniel. They was trying to impress us with their courage or whatnot. I didn't want to go, but Amy was in love with Alan. Said he was the nicest boy in town. He was a pig. Spent the whole night trying to flip up mine and Amy's skirts. That is, until we got there. Soon as we got within the view of the old farmhouse, he was shaking. Nathaniel, he fancied me, thought we ought to start trying to get a peek at the Pig Lady. He got out of the car, and Alan followed, me and Amy behind.
How did you attempt to summon her?
Well, legend goes that she lost her baby, right? So we all just started making baby sounds. Crying, laughing, sucking our thumbs. Like chickens with our heads cut off. We kept that up for a few minutes. When we finally shut up, Amy fell right into Alan's arms, and of course they ran to the back seat of the car. Me and Nathaniel just stood there for a while. I was shy. Still am. I think he was wanting to make a move. But before that could happen, we heard Amy start screaming. We ran back to the car and saw them standing outside. Alan was pleading with her, telling her he really likes her, that she's pretty. Amy was shaking. She clutched her wrists tight and just looked on, eyes fixed up toward the farmhouse. I ran up to her to make sure she was okay. She later told me he went up her skirt, but in the moment she just didn't say a word, just kept staring off. I turned to try and figure out what she was looking at, and a wave of panic washed over me.
What did you see?
Standing up there by the house. She was right there. The pig lady.
What did you do?
Well, I started screaming, trying to get everyone in the car. She's up there. She's here. Let's go, go. The boys looked over and couldn't see her. I kept saying, she's right there. She's right there. Please, let's go. Get in the car. They just looked at me like I'd lost my damn mind. Alan started calling me crazy and Nathaniel kept looking around, so I dragged Amy to the car and slammed the door shut. When I looked back, she was gone. Alan was laughing his ass off. He said to Nathaniel, you got the hots for the crazy girl.
Take as long as you need.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm ready. That's when I saw her again. She was beautiful, wrapped in a silk robe, and she was tall. Taller than any woman I'd ever seen before, and her amber eyes drifted back and forth between the two boys. She was standing right next to him, and they were none the wiser. She looked him up and down. Alan was still chirping, started telling Nathaniel about feeling Amy up. Before he could get the details out, Pig Lady grabbed him by the neck and started dragging him away. Nathaniel looked on in horror as Alan started floating up the hill, kicking and screaming for help. We were stunned. Couldn't move. Alan started crying and he started pissing himself. His clothes was tearing apart as she dragged his body against the ground. All the while, he's trying to break free of her invisible grasp. The man can rot in hell for all I care, but I don't envy him that. Nathaniel, finally snapping out of the shock, started after him. And that's when I started hearing the squeals coming from up the hill. Pig screams. Loud as all hell. I had to cover my ears, but it felt like they was in my head. Nathaniel caught up to Alan, and after a couple of tugs, broke him free of her grasp. They both came half-tumbling down the hill, and when they hopped back in the car, I saw the woman turn back and look at us. I screamed bloody murder and Nathaniel slammed on the gas. We swerved out of there as fast as we could, but I was still hearing the screams of the pigs. I've had a lot of time to think about that, and I realized they were screaming because they was hungry, and we just took away their dinner. The whole ride back, I stared out the window, hoping that she wouldn't follow us. For the first couple miles, we were still on her plot. I would see her in the trees, just glimpses shining in that robe as the car belted by. It was impossible, but I know what I saw. I know what I heard.
How long has it been since this event?
10 years or so. I haven't seen her, the pig lady that is, since. But I still hear the screams sometimes. When I'm out or around groups of people, I can still hear the pig screaming.
The others, could they corroborate your story?
I'm not really sure. I doubt the boys could or would. Amy doesn't remember the whole thing. Just me. I suppose other people might have seen her at some point. But I won't go back there to find out.
Interesting. Joanna, thank you for sharing your story with myself and my listeners. It seems to me that this case most closely resembles a bit of supernatural phenomenon commonly cited in Japanese legend. While there is no way of knowing for certain without further study, the case of Belle Gunness, or as you refer to her, the Pig Lady, resembles that of a Yuri. a spirit trapped inside the natural world by an incredible sense of hatred. If the findings of my studies on these aberrations are further substantiated, and it is in fact fully factual, you are very lucky to have left that farm alive.
Thank you, Doctor.
That is all we have for this broadcast. Further study into the Pig Lady event and my theories on the matter must be conducted at a later date. For now, the testimony is what we have to go on. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, goodbye and good night.